Right now, Secretary of Energy Rick Perry has proposed a new rule that would change the way electricity is priced on the wholesale market. If it becomes a reality, electricity coming from plants with a 90-day backup supply of fuel on hand would get more expensive.
Coal and nuclear power plants would benefit the most from the change. While the Department of Energy says the rule will ensure grid reliability, critics say it's supporting industries that aren't competing with natural gas and renewable energies like wind and solar.
Gary Radloff is the director of Midwest Energy Policy Analysis at the Wisconsin Energy Institute. Gary, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, this energy subsidy, basically, it gets complicated pretty fast. Can you give us kind of the basics and the timeline of what's going on here?
Yeah. And in fact, I might clarify that I think it's a little different than a subsidy, and we can talk about why it might be different. Because what's going on here, I think, is being proposed as potentially the biggest change in energy markets in a decade. And in fact, some people have said it sort of blows up what we already have, which is a competitive wholesale market. In April, Department of Energy Secretary Rick Perry ordered an internal study at the Department of Energy on electric grid reliability. And some of the critics of the Trump administration said they thought the study was going to be a Trojan horse for some of the pro-coal and pro-nuclear policies advanced by the Trump administration. Now it's sort of proving to be true. In August of 2017, the staff report to the Secretary on Electricity Markets and Reliability was released. And the report done by the staff was largely factual and primarily called for more study and better data on from the grid operating organizations. But then just a few weeks later, in September, Secretary Perry issues what's called a Notice of Public Rulemaking to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which regulates the wholesale market, to create rules giving added compensation to power plants that have a 90-day supply of fuel on hand. And that's something pretty much only the large coal and nuclear plants, what are sometimes called baseload plants, have. He asked that the interim rule take effect within 60 days, which is just incredibly fast for something this complex. And so, the question as somebody who studies energy policy, I ask is what's the problem that Secretary Perry is trying to solve? And my observation was that looks to be a solution in search of a problem, and because there really is no linkage between having a 90-day supply of fuel at, basically a very select group of energy generation facilities, coal and nuclear plants, in terms of, again, this issue of grid reliability. So that's kind of the background there, and from here we can kind of dissect that further.
Yeah, Gary, how would this work? Does this mean if I have one of these big, say, coal power plants, I keep a 90-day plus supply of coal, I can charge more for the electricity I provide? Is that it in a nutshell?
So we don't know exactly how it would work, but by and large what they want is that if you have this 90-day supply of fuel, which would basically be stacks of coal if you're a coal plant, or for nuclear plants, they always have their energy supply on site, that in this wholesale competitive market, you would get a higher level of compensation for your energy in the wholesale market. So, again, it's not... I hesitate to call it a subsidy because it's actually really what it's just saying is in this competitive market, the commission has to allow you to have a higher level of payment or compensation.
Coal is big in Wisconsin. We've talked about that on the show before. We are pretty dependent on coal. Is this something, if it went through, depending, of course, on how the rules are written, as you say, is this something that could mean that electricity consumers in the state end up paying more?
I think over the long term, yes, but you do have to also kind of delineate that for the most part, people in Wisconsin, what they pay for their electricity comes from the retail market, and the retail market is regulated in the state by the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. So, But the wholesale market, you know, can sort of set the global price, if you will, for what energy is selling for. And so it can definitely impact eventually on consumers. But I do like to distinguish, you know, again, with the wholesale market and the retail market, it's kind of a separate world.
We're talking to Gary Radloff. He's director of Midwest Energy Policy Analysis at the Wisconsin Energy Institute, looking at possible changes to the way electricity charges are set, wholesale charges. Complicated issue, a possible rule now from the federal government. As I understand it, Gary, this original proposal was dialed back somewhat after the initial response. Some parts of the country wouldn't be affected, but Wisconsin, if I'm reading things right, still would be. Is that right?
Yeah, again, there's a lot still to be determined because the Federal Energy Regulatory Commissioners would have to really determine the details of the rule. But from what was originally being discussed, they made some changes to say that they really wanted it to only apply to what they call merchant plants in the ISO and RTO jurisdictions that have energy and capacity markets. And so right now, of these 10 organizations, six of them have capacity markets. And the Mid-Continent ISO, which is where Wisconsin is a participant, has a voluntary capacity market. So it isn't clear if we're in or out under the proposal as it now exists, so a lot still to be determined. But we would find out if they stick on this timeline. We would find out at least what they're thinking in the next 60 days.
Let's talk about this issue of grid reliability. The idea that we want to have reliable source of electricity, even in the event maybe of disruptions in the market or some kind of disaster. Is there something to be said for, in some way, subsidizing, whether it's through a direct subsidy or not, somebody, a power provider who has this huge capacity and a big stack of their energy source in the backyard?
Well, I think it's a pretty weak argument, because really, what occurs in these type of situations is if you have something very catastrophic, like Superstorm Sandy, which hit the East Coast a few years ago, it's going to knock out power over a swath of an area. And if you have just one large generation plant in that area, that means that pretty much everybody's going to be without power. So I think it's a weak argument to say supporting a single type of generation large baseload source is going to really help you with reliability. And in fact, I could make an argument for a completely different way to deal with reliability and resiliency.
Do you see the motivation then behind this proposed rule just to try to prop up the coal industry that's faced declines largely because of natural gas competition?
Exactly. You know, that's where, if you actually read this 100-page report that the DOE staff wrote, the biggest change that's occurred in the wholesale market is the growth of lower-cost natural gas generation facilities. And then the second biggest change has been the growth of primarily wind generation, which has also become very affordable and competitive in the wholesale market. So what's occurring are these actually these large baseload coal plants and large nuclear plants are not competitive in the wholesale market anymore. So you're taking a competitive market that seems to be working, because one of the goals of Congress and FERC when they created the wholesale market was to bring prices down, make it more competitive. You're finding that, in essence, what the Trump administration is saying, well, these uneconomical plants, we're going to support them.
What is the timeline looking ahead for this rule going through the process and maybe being implemented?
Well, again, the Secretary Perry called for an extremely fast timeline, and he wanted an interim rule within 60 days. A lot of observers think that's just almost an impossible timeline. And in fact, the FERC staff have issued about four pages of questions that they still have on how this rule might be implemented. And they are taking testimony from various market participants on how this would work in the wholesale market. So I think they maybe will try to issue some type of decision in 60 days as to whether this is sort of even possible. And then I think the timeline will then be extended for the details of it. And then we'll see where it goes from there. I also anticipate that there might be a legal action challenging this. So that would extend the timeline.
Gary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Gary Radloff, Director of Midwest Energy Policy Analysis at the Wisconsin Energy Institute, breaking down a federal proposal to boost prices for electricity that comes from coal and nuclear power plants.